We now move to agenda item 17, and the commissioner from Switzerland chaired the infraction subcommittee, and so I would like to turn the floor over to the chair of the infractions committee for his report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since yesterday, thanks to our distinguished colleague from Austria, you know already that the meeting of the infraction subcommittee that was held last week was attended by 21 member states. So, therefore, I will be brief and focus on some, I think, important and interesting points. And I'm not going through the whole report, as it was distributed already quite early in the week. And you all had, I'm sure, enough time to study it profoundly. The U.S. reported on its Aboriginal catch in 2007. Information from the Alaskan Eskimo Whaling Commission showed 41 bowhead whales had been landed with 21 struck and lost, giving a total of 63 strikes. A small whale concluded to be a calf had been taken accidentally and was reported as an infraction as detailed in Table 2 of Appendix 3. In response to a question from Japan, the U.S. clarified that all of the take of a gray whale is an illegal act under its domestic laws. The catch limit for Eastern North Pacific gray whales had not been exceeded, and hence the gray whale code by the marker was not an infraction. No infractions were reported by Denmark on behalf of Greenland and St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Russian Federation this year. The Republic of Korea reported on the cases of 14 mink whales caught illegally in 2007. These were the main reports given by the different contracting governments. As follow-up on earlier reports, the U.S. reported on the completion of the investigation of a stranded humpback whale taken in Kotlik Village in October 2006 that had been reported last year. No new information was given on 5 unresolved infractions by Greenland, 1 dating from 2005 and 4 from 2006. As a full summary of infractions is given in Appendix 3 and Table 1 for Aboriginal subsistence catches, and at the end of our report on Table 2, listing the infractions for the season 2007, I would like to close here my report, just using the occasion to say, like last year, and to thanks to Cherry Allison, like last year, as she acted as rapporteur, and I think she did a good job. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair. The floor is open for comments. Austria.
Thank you very much. Well, first, I would like to express my concern about the very high struck and lost rate of bowhead whales. And I would like to ask for measures to avoid that in future. Secondly, I'm grateful that the U.S. has reported on the take of a gray whale by the Macaw, which was lost too. According to our schedule, all Aboriginal whaling shall be conducted under national legislation. That means if a whale is killed in violation of national legislation, this should be, in my opinion, reported as infraction too. Therefore, I wonder why this is not the case, and I would like to ask the U.S. To explain this. Thank you.
Thank you, Austria. U.S.?
Thank you, Chair. We did review this in the subcommittee, but if you'd like, I can go over the response we gave and provided here in plenary. Is that your, is that what you'd like?
I would assume by the comment and the question by Allstreet, yes.
Okay, thank you. The schedule provides for ASW catch limits for gray whales based in part on a request by the U.S. on behalf of the Macaw tribe. These scheduled catch limits were not exceeded, therefore no infraction occurred. Schedule paragraph 13A5 does provide that all ASW shall be conducted under national legislation that accords with paragraph 13. This language only requires that relevant domestic legislation be in place. We do not interpret this sentence as indicating that any violation of domestic law is also an infraction of the schedule for two reasons. First, compliance with domestic law is a domestic matter and not subject to IWC review. A domestic law may have requirements not contained in the schedule. Rather, it is the schedule provisions themselves, such as catch limits and the prohibition on the take of calves and cow-calf pairs, that are relevant. Second, our view is supported by the legislative history of paragraph 13A5. There is no indication in the legislative history to this sentence suggesting anything other than a requirement for relevant domestic implementing legislation. Prior to 2004, similar language was only in the humpback whale ASW quota language because St. Vincent and the Grenadines did not have relevant domestic legislation. SVG had then passed the requisite laws, and then in 2004, when the Russian Federation sought a schedule change with respect to gray whales, Grenada indicated that SVG language regarding national legislation should either be dropped or made applicable to all ASW. Russia agreed and added that national legislation requirement to paragraph 13A. Even though the U.S. does not consider the unauthorized take of a gray whale to be infraction, the U.S. reported on the take to the Infractions Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. Other comments? France?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The French delegation would be happy that the Korean delegation would develop what the country intends to do to fight against these catches of mink whales, because 14 mink whales have been hunted illegally in 2007. This seems too much for us. This is indeed sort of a mafia action which is being put in place. So in the light of Korean legislation, what do the Korean authorities plan to do in order to put an end to this illegal hunting? Thank you.
Thank you, France. Does Korea wish to respond?
Thank you, Chair. On behalf of Korean government, my delegation is concerned about the continuing illegal take of minke whale and would like to fully concur with what the other distinguished delegates raised. For this matter, the government has been conducting extensive, intensive, and strict surveillance and investigation on every possible indications and suspicion over fishermen, fishing vessels, fishing operation, transportation, restaurants, and refrigerator warehouse that are the channel from the sea to the restaurant. In doing this, Marine Police Fishery Guidance Agent, Cetacean Research Institute, and Navy cooperate closely. My government is further undertaking thorough review of the root of the problem and considering the measures to exterminate the illegal activity. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Korea. Any other comments? Seeing none, do we close agenda item number 17? Thank you.